was about the size of a dolly, just sit blend. My daughter reached out to greet the smiling young man. Then her friend started screaming and left. She just ran. Then what in my wonderful kid's eyes would appear but her friend's mother, who hit her right in the rear. "Don't touch it, don't grab it," said the neighbor next door. The woman went crazy, plus she's kind of a whore. "That's her elf on the shelf, that's not for you. Don't move him, don't touch him. Get out now, go, screw." My daughter burst into my kitchen, but she wasn't in tears. I had no clue what happened. I was just drinking beers. "Dad, my friend's mom is crazy. She's being a witch." I said, "It's okay, sweetie. We both hate that bitch." Then in what my old tired eyes would appear was my neighbor next door, which I thought was a little queer. She had her kid right next beside her, walked right into my kitchen. I just started to laugh, and she started her bitching. "Your daughter scared my daughter. She moved the elf on the shelf." I was stunned. I was shocked. I was quite beside myself. "First off, you broke into my house. You hit my kid? That ain't right. Let our kids just be kids. You have a good night." It's been 14 years. The family still lives next door. We haven't spoken to them since. We ended that war. My daughter came back from college for Christmas this year. It's always great to see her and talk over a beer. "Dad, do you remember that day when the neighbor flipped out over her elf on the shelf? What was that all about?" "I remember she followed me here right next to our place. You were so cool, Dad. I would have punched her in the face." I smiled and I hugged her as we sat under the tree. Miracle on Shane Lane, my daughter's like me. Merry Christmas.
That's it. There you go.
Ho, ho, ho. Put him up, Chris Earl. Ho, ho.
All right. Dorothy, Molly, Sheila, last votes. Derek or me? Go.
You.
All right.
You.
All right.
You.
Thank you.
There you go.
Edward is coming up next. Thank you, Derek. Thank you, Sheila. Thank you, Molly. Thank you, Dorothy. And thank you, Edward. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
To all, and to all, good night.
WMFR in Medford.
Cure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs. Very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Boy, have my hands in my face. Just imagine it.
I only like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Then these four grubby-looking guys in leather jackets, who we all thought were brothers at the time, and torn jeans walk onto the stage, and a few eyes start to raise in the gallery of Ebbets Field. Then Johnny hits the chord on the guitar, one chord.
Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to like I do.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
The only way to get the ratings up is if the shows were steamier.
Steamier? How the hell am I gonna make it any steamier?
Where is it? I've never heard any music like this in my life before.
executive.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmony is layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds.
Computers can do that?
What do you call this?
Well, this piece is called Lick My Love Pump.
Bye.
don't start hassling decent people, I make it my business.
To the Tears of the Gods sound collage. Yeah, that's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies and TV shows, sometimes documentaries and political speeches, real world historical events even. Yeah, audio clips from who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford. You know, a lot of DJs have been playing Christmas-themed music the last couple of weeks. And years ago, I used to do specific Christmas shows. And then I decided to go more towards winter solstice shows. And then even, like, in July, we had the Esquivel Christmas in July. But I wasn't so really thinking about doing that this year. But then on November 22nd, my theme was autumn, falling down in pitch and then rising even higher, where we had a bunch of pinch-bent autumn themed instrumentals. Well, not a whole bunch, but it was Vivaldi and Bill Evans with Autumn Leaves and Wendy Carlos. And I also had, as a featured artist, Blackmore's Night, which is the band that
Deep Purple co-founder, the guitarist Richie Blackmore, founded with his wife, Candace Knight. And it's a more of a Renaissance acoustic kind of project, and a lot of people think that he's just, you know, he completely lost it, going from being one of the best hard rock guitarists to play an acoustic Renaissance music. But it all makes sense to me, because he was into the classical music and Deep Purple. And but in any case, after I broadcast that show for you, I received an email from the promoters, the record company of Blackmore's Night. A kind email from Stacy Bonk at Laz Promotions. And it they noticed that I had played a couple of Blackmore's Night songs that evening, and they sent me a links to their 2021 album called Winter Carols. And so I began to change my mind, and I thought a theme of a Richie Blackmore Christmas, where we play music from Deep Purple and Richie Blackmore's Rainbow, and in particular this Blackmore's Night Winter Carols album. But, you know, then family stuff happened in New York, and I needed to travel down there this week, and my holiday cards are just getting made right now. I guess for most people, they're going to be New Year's cards. In fact, while Chris Earl received the first one that I made, I hand-delivered to him this evening, I am turning our Studio A here into a holiday card production environment once we wrap up this first little break here. So, yeah, Chuck and Diane, your card isn't quite ready yet, but hopefully it'll go out tonight. Arthur and Tim as well. John Fisk, yes, you're on the first list there. And Philip and Ryan and Dylan and Carol and Jenna and Smithtown, your card, I'm not sure if it's made yet. And Frank Rosano, yes, did I say Tim Coleman? Yes. So that's what I'm going to be doing tonight. But that a Richie Blackmore Christmas is not going to happen this year. So I'm doing something that was a little more straightforward to put together tonight. This is another episode in my Tears of the Gods sub-series of a whole bunch of really short songs and a couple of longer ones. And tonight we're going to be mixing up the classical Baroque composer Johann Sebastian Bach, my absolute favorite classical composer, and then the American punk band The Ramones. And we are also all of our most of our ambiance is going to be from Blackmore's Night. In fact, right now, this is from that Winter Carols album that I mentioned. This is their Winter Basse Dance. And we're going to have a pretty rocking show for you overall. Genre-wise, it's going to be mostly classical music, classic rock, punk rock, and electronic. Hopefully that's not too limiting. And we're going to be hearing long songs from Frank Zappa, The Orb, Infected Mushroom, and The Chemical Brothers. And in the next set, we're going to be hearing from Led Zeppelin and Rush as well, their precursor song to their epic Hemispheres. And this precursor is about a black hole, Cygnus X-1. And this really kind of shows you what advanced lyrics and concepts Rush had. Their lyricist drummer, Neil Peart. It's it's about a guy who travels in outer space to black holes, Cygnus X-1, And it's kind of like he wants to go and find out what happens. And then he gets transported to kind of another world, another dimension. It's an incredibly cool song with a really offbeat time signature. And then the Led Zeppelin song for better or worse, Achilles' Last Stand, kind of controversial. Some people really like it, and some just don't. We'll see what you think. In any case, yeah, we're going to be hearing from short songs from the Ramones in the next set, and some classical music from Bach, and Bopping Until You Drop here on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage.
That cup of cheeses right now.
meant more to kids than Jesus did, or religion at that time. I wasn't knocking it or putting it down, I was just saying it as a fact. You know, I'm not saying that we're better or greater or comparing us with Jesus Christ as a person or God as a thing or whatever it is. You know, I just said what I said and it was wrong or was taken wrong and now it's all this. If it had said we're more, television is more popular than Jesus, I might have got away with it.
Yes. humanity, the star that would not die.
Yeah. Jesus does have a gun. Jesus is a lifetime member of the NRA. He's got the card and everything.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford. Broadcasting on the 91.5 frequency modulated Hertzian Waves and WMFO.org on the web. I'm your host, Edward Bukert, and this evening our theme is a whole bunch of really short songs and a couple of longer ones featuring my favorite classical composer. Yes, the from Baroque times, Johann Sebastian Bach. And we're mixing that up with a whole bunch of short songs from the American punk band The Ramones. We kicked off that last set with those four guys from New York City, an outsider. And then it was Steve Schutz's rendition of Bach's Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring. I found that on this album, a Celtic celebration of Christmas favorites. And then we started in with our longer epics. First, we heard Cygnus X1 by Rush from A Farewell to Kings, and that's about a guy who journeys into a black hole. It's the precursor to their subsequent album, Hemispheres, where that begins with book two, and he enters into Olympus, where he witnesses the gods Apollo and Dionysus caught in the struggle between mind and heart. And then we heard a 10-minute 23-second song by Led Zeppelin from Presence, Achilles' Last Stand. And then it was Felix Friedrich's rendition of In Dulci Jubilo, also from a Christmas-oriented album, Deck the Halls, a festive Christmas party. And then we concluded with the Ramones once again and Bop Till You Drop. Meanwhile, my ambiance right now is from our featured ambiance artists, Blackmore's Night, kind of Renaissance, more acoustic-oriented band from Deep Purple co-founder and guitarist Richie Blackmore and his wife Candice Knight. And thanks to Stacy Bonk at Laz Promotions for sending me free copies of, well, not this album, but this was from Autumn, but from Winter Carols, which we'll be hearing more of as the show progresses. Meanwhile, in case you didn't know it by looking out the window today, it's storm season, and power outages and weather-related emergencies are much more likely than the rest of the year. So be prepared ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat foods already stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of your own home. It's been a public service message from people who care. Yeah, we are WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Yeah, did I mention this is Blackmore's Night and Dance of the Darkness from their Autumn album? So in the next set, we're going to be hearing two longer pieces, one from Frank Zappa, Canard du Jour, from his three-disc album, Shut Up and Play Your Guitar. That's about a 10-minute piece. And we're going to conclude the set with a Chemical Brothers, well, a whole bunch of people involved in this thing that's called the Riot. It's a medley. The Riot, Trip Harder, Everything Must Go, I Think I'm in Love. And we got Barry DeVore's on the Manchi Street Preachers, Perry Botkin, and Spiritualized Ultraviolet Catastrophe involved. And we're also going to hear a rendition by Lee Howard Stevens. I think her version of Prelude in G minor, Bach as the composer. And right now, we are going to segue. Well, no, we're going to start this set with some more Ramones. Here on WMFO in Medford. The song is called Indian Giver.
I'm not in the habit of throwing kerosene on a fire.
WMFO.
Fire is the devil hiding like a coward in the smoke.
I can still remember it was a long ago.
Tufts, Freeform Radio. Tears of the Gods.
Then I said I loved you. You told me that was good. Cause you made a promise that you never want me to go. Oh no. In the end giver took your love away from me. In the end giver took back the love you gave to me.
Fire, Scarecrow!